Pyotr Doss's lament concerning his illness of 6 years. A body full of grit and stone countless infirmities is known, and yet I ween with pen or quill one never can describe such ill. Such is the life I've now acquired, of pain I am both sick and tired. At times I wish my end were nigh, I long for death yet do not die. The burden that my back has bent is known to God omniscient. While others can go forth and back, I am the one stretched on the rack. The beast that each day pulls the plough is better off than me, I vow. Should it withstand its daily toil, nothing at night its peace will spoil. All day my pain won't let me think. At night I cannot sleep a wink. My life is almost rent in twain. When may I e'er find rest again? Shall I squeeze out a single drop? My mind's beside itself, so stop. It's like an awl or knife that cuts, stabbed twixt my member and my guts. For 6 years weakness has held sway. I have not had a quiet day. O God of mercy, grant me peace. Year seven me from jail release. The Sabbath comes each seventh day. Prepare my case, Jesu, I pray, that for my trials I after this may share with you an hour of bliss. I, your disciple, beg reprieve, that I from your school may have leave. As master you were sometimes brash, but God be praised for every lash. If I, O God, have made you wroth, you now have flayed me by my troth. I am now oppressed by countless hurts, and well receive my just deserts. What are such wages, when compared with what from no man should be spared? 1,000 years of torment can ne'er pay the debt incurred by man. When though on others my eyes play, who are of selfsame ore and clay, I find their sufferings are naught with pains compared with which I'm fraught. Each seems to have sufficient load, but when apportioned what I'm owed, 'tis weighed by merest ounce and jot, and double weight would seem my lot. Yes, wondered must have many a one, just what the wretched man has done, that day and night so pained is he. Shall he thus an example be? Is there then no one in the land as great a sinner as this man? To injury they insult add, and many deem him to be bad. No matter what their judgments be, my illness stays the same to me. Should heaven, sea, and sky, and earth take pity, 'tis of little worth. My wife, who time and time again has heard me sigh and e'er complain, knows hardly, faced with such duress, where she would be for piteousness. My son and daughter, family, relations, can't have failed to see just how much sighing and brave tears I have endured down through the years. And should my pain need proof entire, and testimonials require, ask every trunnel, every board, that in my bed is neatly stored. Ask every house-beam for sure proof, ask walls and joints, ask rafters, roof, ask chairs and tables, all will tell just how things are with me as well. Though childbirth often is unkind to women when they are confined, once to their child they've given birth, their pain gives way to joyous mirth. I, though, have carried and have fed the fetus that will leave me dead. For 6 years borne it, undesired. It's hardly odd that I've grown tired. O God, our Saviour and our King, who can transform most everything, transform my pain while I've yet breath, to life or to a blessed death.